Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. UMass graduation is less than 2 weeks away. One senior, a public health major from Medford, wants to carry the Tibetan flag in a parade of flags, but the university says no. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
UMass has a tradition of inviting graduating international seniors to carry the flag of their country in a special part of the commencement ceremony. But the chancellor's office has denied an honors student's request to carry the Tibetan flag, saying that the school allows flags only from countries that are recognized by the State Department.
This response that I got from the school, their decision to not allow me to carry my own flag, it is unacceptable, and it's a form of discrimination, I feel like.
Kaesung Nangpa is a U.S. citizen who was born in Tibet. She's the president of the UMass Amherst Students for Free Tibet and says she thought the school was a place that values diversity and inclusion.
I feel like the same thing that's happening in Tibet is happening here in my own school.
In China, the Tibetan flag is banned. Nangpa says previous graduates, including her brother, had tried but didn't receive permission to carry the Tibetan flag. But she says she was still surprised when UMass, with its stated mission to support social justice, said no. UMass Amherst spokesperson Egg Blagoszewski says the university understands Nangpa's disappointment and celebrates her heritage, but the school believes the State Department's list is the best standard to follow.
We think that the authority to determine nation status best rests with the federal government. And we don't want to be in a position where we're sort of taking sides in disputes about what determines a country. That's not our role or position.
Blagoszewski says students are allowed to wave flags of their choice during commencement, but not during the official Parade of Nations. Nangpa has turned to the commencement speaker, Elizabeth Warren, for help, asking the U.S. senator to urge UMass to allow her to carry the Tibetan flag. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.
We asked Senator Warren for comment. In a statement, her office says she respects UMass for following its policy, adding she's proud of her constituents who peacefully advocate for the human rights of all Tibetans.